Turnovers and standout performances by the adversary prevented Indiana from extending their winning streak to 3 games on Friday as they fell to the Highlands Golden Rams on the road 48-14. Highlands caught fire early on as the opening kickoff was fumbled by Zach Harrington after a member of the Golden Rams kickoff team punched the ball out, giving them prime position in Indiana territory for their first offensive drive. The turnover would lead into the first scoring play of the game, a one-play, 22-yard drive that saw Timmons find Caleb White, the very first offensive play the Golden Rams would run, giving them an early 7-0 lead. Indiana would hold them to a scoreless rest of the first quarter. However, they were able to find the board back in the second at the 7:48 mark with a 12-play, 42-yard drive where Timmons found Brock White, the running back, for an 8-yard touchdown pass to extend their lead 14-0. Indiana would respond later on just before halftime with 1:50 remaining with a 6-play, 62-yard drive that saw a 6-yard rush by Devin Flint to put them within 7. However, Highlands was not done there as they tackled on 2 more touchdowns, the first one coming from a DJ Loveland 84-yard kick return for a touchdown just after the Indiana score, and the second one coming within the last few seconds of the first half on a 9-play, 81-yard drive where Timmons found Caleb White again, this time for 47 yards, within a missed extra point, gave the Highlands Golden Rams a halftime lead of 27-7. And from then on out, Highlands just pounded it on. The first scoring play of the second half came at the 9:32 mark on a 1-play, 26-yard drive, where Joaquim Rowan, a defensive tackle, recovered a mishandled snap by Indiana and ran it 26 yards to the house for a touchdown, extending their lead 34-7. Indiana would come back and show some life with 3:52 remaining on a 12-play, 85-yard drive, where Devin Flint found his second rushing touchdown of the game, this one going for 1 yard. Indiana's offense would remain silent for the remainder of the game. However, Highlands tacked on 2 more scores, both in the third quarter, first one coming at the 3:09 mark on a 2-play, 54-yard drive where Brock White ran it in for 9 yards for a touchdown, extending the lead 41-14. And the Golden Rams scoring line would end with 1:26 to go in the third quarter after Eli Coleman recovered a mishandled snap on fourth down in the end zone for a touchdown. This would cap off the game 48-14. In the stat column, Chandler Timmons for Highlands completed 12 passes on 16 attempts for 164 yards and 3 passing touchdowns, receiving Caleb White caught 1 pass for 22 yards. Running back Brock White ran for 76 yards on 13 carries and a touchdown. He also had 2 receiving touchdowns with 66 receiving yards. On the defensive side for Highlands, DJ Loveland would tack on an interception and a kickoff return for a touchdown. For Indiana in the rushing column, Devin Flint ran for 79 yards and a touchdown on 20 carries. Zach Harrington had 3 fumbles with 82 rushing yards on 17 total carries. Flint would also complete 2 passes on 6 attempts with 1 interception. Gavin Bernard and Corbin Wilson hauling in those 2 passes. Bernard went for 26 receiving yards and Wilson with 18 yards. For the defense for Indiana, Gavin Prebisch and Jake McCracken each had a sack apiece. Indiana falls to Highlands 48-14. They will be home next week and the week after to finish out the 2020 schedule. Next week's game will be against Hampton. The following week will be against Mars. Jake Slobodnik for your hometown radio station.